Good morning and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Tuesday, October 31st, 2023. US equity futures are indicating a mixed but broadly flat open, with S&P futures unchanged as of 5 a.m. Eastern Time. This follows mostly weaker Asian equity markets overnight, where the Nikkei gained amid a positive reaction to the Bank of Japan's decision today to increase yield curve control flexibility. European equity markets are higher in early trade. Bond yields are lower, with US 10-year yields down 5 basis points at 4.82%, although Japanese government bonds are around 5 basis points higher at 0.94% following the yield curve control tweak. The dollar is seeing big gains versus the Japanese yen, although it is slightly softer versus the euro. Oil is up, gold is flat, industrial metals are mostly lower. Market concerns continue to center on tightening financial conditions, bond market volatility, expanding treasury supply, and the prospect of a higher-for-longer Fed. Geopolitical tensions remain elevated, which have fueled warnings of a spike in oil prices if the conflict in the Middle East spreads. At the same time, seasonality and positioning has prompted views of a year-end rebound given the extent of the pullback over September and October. On the macro front, there was disappointing data from China overnight, as its manufacturing sector unexpectedly swung back to contraction, while non-manufacturing activity fell to its lowest level since the economy reopened from lockdown earlier this year. The data is likely to reinforce calls for policymakers to provide more support. Meanwhile, in Europe, French GDP slowed as expected, German retail sales missed, surveys from the UK show softer shop prices and improved business confidence, while Eurozone inflation is forecast to slow when published later after weaker updates from Spain and Germany on Monday. Due up on today's US economic calendar, Employment Cost Index, Redbook Index, FHFA House Price Index, Chicago PMI, Consumer Confidence, and Crude Inventories. While among the companies due to post their results today, before the open, Amgen, Caterpillar, and Pfizer, and after the close, Advanced Micro Devices. In corporate news, Hubble will acquire Systems Control for $1.1 billion in cash. And IDEX Corporation has acquired STC Material Solutions for $206 million in cash. Asian equities traded mostly lower on Tuesday, with Greater China stocks falling sharply as the Hang Seng underperformed the mainland on weaker-than-expected official PMI data. In regional news, the Bank of Japan kept policy rates unchanged but pushed the upper limit of its yield curve control to 1%. The tweak effectively removed the delta between yield curve control and the Bank of Japan's own bond buying levels, while redefining the higher limit as a flexible reference point rather than a firm cap. This less hawkish-than-expected decision caused the yen to tumble back above 150 per dollar and the Nikkei to reverse an early sell-off. The bank also raised its inflation forecasts, while separate data today showed October industrial production well below expectations, although retail sales were in line. European equity markets are higher in early trade. In European news, Bloomberg reported the number of British firms in distress has soared due to problems in construction and property sectors. The Lloyds Bank Business Barometer offered encouragement about the UK economic outlook. However, wages and price expectations have held firm. And there are further signs of UK headline inflation easing after a fall in shop prices and food price inflation. It is the fifth month of softer price growth, and the weakest since August 2022. Thank you for joining us for FactSet's Morning Summary. If you enjoyed this podcast, please share it with colleagues and friends. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.